Hey there, this is your old buddy Tom, the Toonami Operations Module. Settle in, it's about to get good. Toonami's back, bitches.
Took you long enough. This has been an experience we will never forget.
This ain't no time to go all mushy.
Don't lecture me, I've waited long enough.
As I gaze up on the beautiful abyss of outer space, I can't help but reminisce on how we held onto our faith. Gold is how we stayed till the day that time would say that Toonami's back, bitches. Pardon my francais. Now every week the absolution blasts off while the masses watch as an old familiar mascot by the name of Tom takes a seat and kicks the broadcast off, making major moves like a triple cut backdrop. I still remember watching Nebion doing damage and thinking, damn, is Goku ever gonna reach Namek? Obviously, I got a lot of love for the classics. The speed at which I used to run home to watch was the fastest. Absolution moving, flying through the galaxy. Toonami's back, the slap in the face to those who doubted it. Remain Toonami faithful till the day that I am graying old. And like a Super Saiyan's glow, I will always stay gold.
This is Nerdcore Absolution. Come to peace with your inner nerd, and after you can stay gold like T.O.M. Chilling out the galaxy, and we know him. Sun and the stars, Toonami's on, chilling hard.
Check closely from a perch among the stars. As viewers await the moment when the spirit bomb can charge. Hito, you, we self-detonate you.
Hey there, my Tommy generation, and welcome to another episode of Tom's Toonami D&D. On this wonderful episode, we continue our journey with our adventurers as they run into the young warrior named Torok. As they continue their travels through the jungles. And these jungles are fraught with terrors that would probably kill off a Samuel L. Jackson character. And by the end of it, our players just come to the realization of just where exactly they are. And they're pretty much ready to tear my head off. I'm an evil person. So, with that, please, let's get right in to this week's episode of Tom's Toonami D&D.
Ah, ha, 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 such a colorful animal.
Okay.
What the f- is going on?
You people seem to have much trouble around these parts. It seems you have run into...
Russian?
No. This is me attempting to do an impromptu Native American accent.
Well, with that being said, I want you guys...
And he's also trying to, like, speak English, but I'm not sure how that works.
You,
like, technically, I'd be speaking, like my language, but, like, this is complicated, I guess.
Do any of you have linguistics?
Linguistics, yes.
Okay. Whether you have it or not, I want you to roll me a linguistics check.
Because what you're hearing right now is something totally different. Because I'm speaking for all kinds of caveman.
14.
14?
That is it. 26.
Tim?
I don't have linguistics.
Well, we'll just roll a straight 20 then.
No, I can't. Can you roll linguistics if you don't have it?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right. Trained only. Nope.
Nope. Okay, so...
It's a trained skill. Unless...
Unless I put a point into it.
Yeah, unless you have one rank in it, or you're a certain race. Which would be my race. Elf, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Elves automatically get languages.
Alright, so you're the only one so far who really understands what he's saying.
Because I
and I continue laughing!
What clan do you people happen to claim yourselves to be from? I understand it is quite humorous. He does not seem to understand what the concept of... In huge air quotes. Lower animal feces. Because it's basically like dog shit, but like...
This girl, very sensitive, make boom boom. One time.
Boom boom, you say?
Yes, boom boom.
The f***?
Wait.
You! Boom boom!
I look confused. What the f*** am I looking at here?
Yeah, what are we seeing?
Okay. Well, you see... Well, you want to describe your character?
Okay. My character is going to... I look like a very tall, broad-shouldered native person. I would be wearing traditional leather loincloth, traditional leather... It looks a little like a robe, but it's not quite a robe. Like, it dangles a little in the back, like it's got coattails, but it's not like... Like, it's weird, because I'm basically a Neanderthal. And I have furred leather gauntlets, a la Conan the Barbarian, and I've got this funny kind of hat?
Okay.
No, okay. Get this. So the hat's pointed at the front, and it's got two little... It almost looks like dog ears on top.
I get you. Yeah.
But the hat is made out of
something similar to Robin Hood's hat.
No. It looks like I'm trying to make an animal head.
It would be
out of rudimentary like branches and like
weird shit.
So it's like a makeshift Anubis hat.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would almost look like a fox. And across my back is a staff, and on the staff, on one end is flat, the other is just a normal staff. On the one end, it's flat, and it looks like there's some kind of silver, almost metal-like pieces coming out of it, but you can clearly tell that this weapon was made of something, but the end is metal. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
So what type of weapon is it?
It is called a tipastapili. I got it from the Stone Age section of the book. It is a improvised staff in which shards of some other sharp substance is stuck into one end of the staff.
I will cast detect magic.
Due to what you told me earlier, I made it metal.
Yeah.
To flavor it.
I cast detect magic. Is it magic?
No, but I am, and you can detect an aura of lawful good coming from my presence at all times.
So what you see with Neva, you see catfolk. She has blood red eyes. White fur. A very brightly colored small bird. It squawks.
And likes to poop on people.
Likes to poop people.
We'll call the bird from now on to be called Insult.
Insult. So basically, when you like, if you look at her, like if you look at my hands, you see a shadow spiral, like these dark spirals going up the bare parts.
You've described this part of your character.
Out of the corner of your eye, you can swear my shadow's moving. Yeah.
Okay. What is Korn's character at all? I literally don't even know who I'm laughing at right now.
Kitsune, you see a little girl with fox ears.
Think of a female version of Rocket Raccoon.
Okay.
That's the best way to put it.
Oh, you're an animal.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Okay, we need to rewind two steps, because now I'm laughing at your dog.
I'm also a cat. Like, so we're both animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not entirely like fox person, but he looks kind of like a raccoon. So I go, ha ha, silly silver haired dog. Seems confused by simple things. And then you're like, no, she go boom boom. And I go, boom boom. Is that your name, little one?
Boom, boom, meanwhile,
boom. You boom boom.
Coyote.
Boom.
And they will have no
like
idea what you're
from
saying.
Metal item.
Is there like a river running by here?
Oh yes. Animal have and then
there's a small stream.
I'm gonna tip my head in there and
like
wash
an
my hair.
Improvised version of holy object.
Yeah.
So you wash your hair.
And what you see, what you
animals very capable of using improvised holy object.
Do you ask him at all
what
he's
see
saying?
Is my character has a
what
a
the
mask
f- are they saying?
And
okay.
Well,
it's up to you guys. You have to ask him.
Coming out of the back.
So,
and a very tight suit that's on me that seems to go my whole body.
So, effectively, what language are you speaking?
Neanderthal. Broken English.
Oh, literally Neanderthal. Okay.
Literally Neanderthal.
He's speaking broken English.
I wrote common, but like for all intents and purposes, I also have celestial, but celestial in my thing is different because I lore reasons.
Yeah. Broken English.
Reasons. No, it's not even English. We don't like grunting. Like,
it's broken
and
and the you see
a pole-like weapon on my back, two swords on my side, you know, and what seems like gauntlets on my arm.
You have great many improvised holy relic.
Holy relic. Yeah.
Like basically, it literally means improvised holy relic. You have great many improvised holy relic. Surely your clan must be bountiful.
Hunt many things.
Ha! Many things do hunting in these parts of planet.
Hey, Kate Talon, what the f*** is happening?
Communication. See, large animal, big teeth.
I'll say it, I'll just read a book.
As you read a book, you actually find a book.
What color animals speak you?
Yeah, I know, but you find a book that actually has Nathanthal.
Yes, exactly.
Legend.
This one almost scared to death.
For the temporary being, I'm going to have you roll.
Ha ha, dog very
spellcraft.
I'm good at that.
Make run very fast.
Question, what color was the T-Rex?
It was...
25.
You temporarily know Nathanthal. As you read this book, you learn it.
So wait, I deemed
what color was the T-Rex?
For right now.
Okay.
For lore purposes.
For 24 hours. It was red and black.
Okay, so it's not... Okay.
No, it's not. It wasn't that T-Rex.
Because I have to be wary of him at all times.
So, okay. I look up.
So in thinking that, you tell them about how you're lucky it wasn't the T-Rex.
You are lucky you not run into... and then you hear strange word in language that you don't understand. It's clearly a proper name.
No, I got it. I know exactly what it is.
No. You would know. Because it's an improvised name that my people have come up with it.
Okay.
It's his cultural...
Yeah.
Cultural thing. Unless we are actually there and learned his
name. I got you.
Yeah.
What exactly are you? Suddenly I join into conversation. Looking up from the book.
I immediately bow. Great Lord!
Would you like to pass the book on to him?
No.
No!
I put it away. Wait.
What are you rolling?
Confusion. Not Lord.
I'm going to do the scanner again. Is that thing moving?
Just.
It's still pointing to the
you
south.
You belong to Clan of Red Face.
How strong is it?
Still pretty far away.
And again, what?
That's literally what it means. Do you belong to Clan of Red Face?
This is great, by the way. Like, this is phenomenal.
No, do not belong to Clan of Red Face. Belong to Clan of Far Off Distant Place.
Ah! You must have wandered here from Outland.
Big
just
Outland.
About.
Impossible. They have talking creatures in Outland. Do you become mad?
I'm a cat. No.
Okay. As you guys
are
talking.
You are not either clan. You are different.
Yes.
As you guys are talking, we still got a job to do.
I, great representative of Silver Fox Clan. I, Toyuk Lakan.
Neva. This is wrong.
Wait, what?
I am great representative of Silver Fox Clan. Yeah, or said, Silver Wolf, sorry. Silver said, Wolf Clan.
Yeah, but you said Khan, right?
Yes, that's my name is Toyuk Tokan.
Toyuk Tokan.
Yes.
I'm just calling Khan.
Yeah,
I'm never. This is wrong.
Your bird is magnificent.
Thank you.
Unlike anything I've ever seen.
It's very pretty. It's very pretty.
All right.
With razor sharp teeth.
So, Kayomi was trying to speak.
Yeah.
So
I showed the scanner. We still got a job to do.
So
animals seem preoccupied with strange device.
Yeah. The f*** is this guy saying?
He's saying that you have a funny little thing for that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually really confused. I forgot what the f*** is the mission again?
We're trying to find the mission.
We have
a mission to find the item.
Alien artifacts. We are using this item to find missing object. Object of great importance.
There are many objects of great importance in this land.
It's guarded.
And then in celestial, I will say, great heavenly object.
It's guarded by a giant robot or some type of machine.
Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Wait, did I hear that? Do I know that he said
No. You don't understand him, he can't understand.
So you're literally
I'm caveman.
And I say that, I looked at you, I say that as celestial because I noticed that you look like you probably have some kind of.
He does have an aura of good luck.
Yeah, he has a staff and everything, so I'm assuming that he's some kind of priest or something.
You speak language of ancient one. Where you learn this?
Now, is this in Celestial, or are you still talking to Neanderthal?
Now I'm talking in Celestial.
I know of many languages. I say it's Celestial.
You know Celestial?
No.
Yeah, you know Celestial.
Nope. I got common catfolk and orc.
I continue talking in Celestial.
Say no more. You come with me. I know what you seek.
Okay.
is he taking this direction of this thing?
He starts taking you south, and it gets dark in your camp, and next day you wake up, full rest, everything.
Yep.
So you're heading south.
Still using that?
No.
And you're about good. We're good, like maybe 10 miles away from the end of the jungle. When
your parents at like 9.
And you guys are walking now. Everybody, roll me a perception check.
I roll a celestial check. No, I'm just kidding.
There we go. 23.
23?
23. I have 18. I have a make it check.
I have a swag machine.
23?
18. Mike? Tim, you can say it for me.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he got over one of the 20s.
He nat 20. Alright, so everybody can hear rumbling in the jungle, rumbling in the leaves.
God damn it.
But you hear, like, the jungle moving. And it's not coming from... It seems like it's surrounding you.
Ah, old ones approaching.
Do I still have the language?
Yeah.
Is it the next thing?
What old ones?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't first went from when I learned it.
Okay. Yeah.
What old ones?
But I guess, like, in the morning, you did it again, right?
I'm going to... I want roll you, knowledge local?
I was going to actually ask you.
Okay, yeah. All right.
When I see you bring out that book, I turn to you and say, would you rather me just teach it to you?
That'd be preferred.
Then in our own time, I will teach it to
you. So 24 for knowledge local.
24.
Same.
By the fact that it's around you. Okay, so wait. So you guys can tell that...
It'll take time, and we'll have to do rolls and stuff like that. Yeah. So,
you can tell that by your knowledge, this is not one creature. This is a pack, and you know exactly what type of animal it is. Let's just say it's an animal that once killed Samuel L. Jackson.
Sharks?
No. Well, okay, we're not in the water.
Not in the water.
Yeah, that was the joke. Yeah. That would be Jurassic Park, and that would be a velociraptor. Okay. Okay. So never mind. I never said
that's,
that.
That's out of character.
Pack lizard approaches.
Oh shit.
Okay. So everybody, roll me.
At least it's not a Deionicus.
Okay. As soon as he says pack lizard, I'm gonna pull out my f***ing guns.
Because in the other D&D campaign that I was in, they had a Deionicus in the party, and dear lord, that thing is ridiculous.
19.
Initiative?
Do you pull out weapons?
Yes. I have claws, and I have a long spear, and I have spells.
Yeah, okay. Hold on, I just need to do something real quick. Because actually, that's... what I have, because the whole thing I'm finding is telling me that people used to,
Okay, I pull out both my katanas, slip on the talismans, mm-hmm. and one is fire and one is ice.
All right.
Yeah, I'll bring up my long spear.
So, a pack of five velociraptors appears.
This one will be plus one fire. This one will be plus.
I already roll initiative.
Plus one.
Yep, roll initiative.
Two, plus one ice.
And three.
My
more.
Fail no, initiative.
28.
Initiative,
I do
29. Okay, just let me. Oh, yeah.
I think I go first.
No!
Okay, hold on, hold on.
That's a 15. Even though it bounced off my
hand. Okay, so Tim?
29. I think I go first.
Alright, Nick?
19. I'm rolling really
Mike?
Well tonight.
15.
Corn?
17.
Okay, so. Where is initiative on here? Da, 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 da. Oh, there it is. Oh.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a note for that.
So one is
actually two. We have them going separate?
Yeah, I'm gonna have them go separate.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So far, they're not rolling good.
It is. They run in fear of Hunter's presence.
So, first up is Tim.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Wait, I have to create a board. Do you have some dice I can borrow?
I have little ones.
May I partake of my book?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So five of them, right?
Yeah.
So we can just do 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Whoa, my magic card.
I need something for you guys.
I'll be the red. No, I'll be white. Mike can be green.
Yay.
Corn will be black.
Keep passing to me.
You picked up number one for me.
I need that. Those are for my force blast.
That's my fighter.
Okay, then. And then I shall be.
Well, you can use this one.
I'm very unsatisfied.
Well, that's why I thought I was using this one for.
That fighter needs more action. Needs to kill a certain other character.
So.
Alright, so that. All right, so in typical Velociraptor fashion.
Okay, 2, 3, 4, and I'll make this 5. All right.
So about how far away would you say 1 and 4 are from me?
1 and 4?
Yes.
Are
they within 15 feet?
Yes.
And 15 feet of each other?
Yeah. Well, this whole battle area is probably no more around is 40 feet.
Tom.
So they're tech compact.
Will yeah. saves.
Everybody does a will save?
No. 1 and 4. Okay. As a vivid cone of flashing color springs forth from my hands.
Okay, hold on. Will,
save 16.
What do I have to roll?
Will save.
I know, but what do I have to get past?
16.
Okay, number one doesn't get it. 4 gets a... four gets a 21.
Okay, he's fine. What are their hit dice?
How much health?
No. Three. They have 3 hit dice. They are...
Put second rank into that.
I need a okay. D4, please.
We're good.
Oh, these aren't D4.
So one is the one that failed.
Number one, yes. Because they have 3 D8s. That means they're 3 hit dice, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. So he is, for 4 rounds, he is blinded and stunned.
Okay, so how does that affect
shit.
Him?
He ain't doing, he can't move and he's blinded.
Okay. All right. All right.
I will then have my bird attack that one. It's one spell.
Which one? Number one?
Number one.
Okay.
He's probably not going to hit, but you never know. He will do a flyby attack. At 12.
12 against what? AC touch.
AC.
That's a miss.
Oh, that's a charge, so that's a 14.
That's still a miss.
Okay. Yeah, he's not meant for hitting things.
Okay. What with that? Didn't like that one bit. So, Velociraptor number 5 is going to go, and he's going to do a 2 talon attacks at Korn.
Number, which one? Number 2?
Number 5.
He needs to move in.
Yeah, it does have to
move
in.
Yeah, he's going to move in. That's what I said. He's going to move in. He's...
I can attack. No, I.
How close are we all together?
We're all.
Well, you're probably no more than 10, 15 feet from the Velociraptors.
No.
Us as a team. How close are we?
Oh, all you're together? Like 5 feet within each other.
So I think that could provoke from me.
Wait, where are you in the center?
I'm right here.
He's the white dice.
I'm literally right there.
You're the black dice.
So
because
we're like
so sensitive.
We're like that.
Like that, right?
Bop. 5, 10. He moved here. Does he have reach?
I do. No, Velociraptor's probably not.
No, but I do.
Is he charging me?
He's not charging you. He's
moving in.
He moved in and made an attack.
Okay. You guys provoked off you both.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Sexy. Actually, haven't even bothered to... look at my BAB. But if it's cleric,
sixteen
hits.
Also 16, actually.
Both of you hit.
Perfect. Okay. 11 damage.
All right. Hold on. 10 plus strength. 1. Yeah, 2. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm really slow today. 11 damage.
So, here's what happens.
If it matters.
Here's what happens. He goes to do a talon attack. Before he can get there, Neva and...
Teok.
Teok.
I'm just going to call you Khan.
Can we just call you Torok?
No, I'm just going to call him Khan.
That was the pun.
Actually, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, wait, T-Rex? You may as well just call this... We're on Torok's own planet.
I'm just going to call you Khan.
I mean, you can.
So, they attack. And you attack with your club, and what do you attack with?
It's my long spear.
Long spear.
It's my long
spear. And he goes down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He did.
That's 12 damage for me, not 11.
Doesn't matter. Motherfucker. He's still dead.
It's actually more like a halberd, technically.
Either way, the motherfucker's dead.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Like, all right. For reasons. I guess I should.
Okay, so... Nick, it's your turn.
Okay.
I can't even read that name, bro.
Ow. Good, because it's in a different language. I can't. Moving is bad. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, "He who strike first, die first," and then I will reserve my action.
All right.
But I struck first.
Technically, he's right.
You're a cat. Yeah. I don't even know you, man. That bird's nice.
Korn, you're up.
Okay. Aiming at number 2 over there. Gonna spend a point of grit and empty both barrels into this guy.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
With your shotgun?
No, with my double barrel pistol.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
First hit. I'm pretty positive that hits its touch AC. I rolled a 15.
Yep.
Okay, it takes... Oh, wait. Both of those got to go into them. Second hit. That's a 10. Does a 15 hit its touch AC?
That's what you rolled before.
No, last one was a lot higher than that.
Oh.
It was a nat 15.
This one is... Yeah, does a 15 hit its touch AC?
Yes.
A nat 15 did, yeah.
What was the other one?
The total. Other one was 22.
Okay, yeah.
Holy shit.
First hit, it takes 9. And right. Then it takes Six it, takes 15 total.
So it's number two, right?
Yep.
So, did. So would you be scared by that sound because you never heard some shit like that before?
No.
All right.
I use my reserved action to go prone and scream. The old ones are here.
Hold on, the old ones are here.
I mean, I'm not AC. Initiative.
My initiative was 17.
Okay.
Why are you freaking out?
How many of these are left?
Did I kill that one?
No, but it, you heard it.
The gods are here, and I am now prone.
Okay. Yeah,
Connor, what are you mumbling about?
I look at him on the ground. What is he doing?
I don't know. He's saying the gods are here. Oh.
What is intimidate? A standard?
Yes. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Do I?
So
yes, intimidate's an end. A standard.
Yeah, I don't got that.
You can't intimidate.
Alright, so that was Korn. Velociraptor 3 goes. All right. And so you are prone now, right?
Yes, I am prone.
He has a minus 4 to his AC.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And seeing that and taking its instinct, Velociraptor 3 goes in after...
After me, yeah.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
Does it charges?
Well, yeah.
It moves in.
That'll provoke.
Do you want to provoke attack and opportunity?
It provokes off all three.
I don't have combat reflexes. I have spell penetration and improved initiative. Like, no.
Nope.
What did you roll?
Not enough.
You sure?
Yep.
Did you roll a 1?
It's under 10.
Okay.
Oh. Yes, yeah. I rolled a 1.
You rolled a 1?
Yep.
Confirmed a crit fail?
That would be a 19.
Okay. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Okay.
I hope so.
All right, so
I just want to see somebody crit fail again. It's been a while.
So he does some talent attack and slashes at you.
Okay.
And that is going to be...
You know what? I don't like that. I scream. I expend a key. I'm going to attack it.
All right.
Wait, you can do that as a spell attack? As an immediate, or...
I
interrupt.
Yeah. Interrupt.
That is a natural 16 plus 7, so yeah.
It's higher than 20. Does it
it's higher than 20.
Yeah.
Where's
the against his AC?
Yeah.
You said the AC before was 15.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Pretty sure.
That, I'm trying to figure out what you were against, that's all.
And it is...
So that interrupts the attack?
No, he just attacks before it.
Okay.
Reminds you of the Nick?
What?
Remind you of something?
No.
Attacking
so,
before you attack?
Do I have to re-roll again? Because I already rolled. Okay.
No, you don't.
So, just to, as he's getting that out, unless he kills him, I rolled a...
Your hit
22.
Still, yeah, you'll hit him.
Your skill, yeah, hit. Your hit, your attack still goes before his.
Okay.
You
get 3 hit points of damage.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Wait, oh, that's right, I forgot. It's 2 talents.
6 points.
Does this mean that it's 2 attacks?
It's taking
1 attack because you moved.
Well, it's 2 talents.
It's
so.
Taking 6
yes,
points.
You need to do a bite or 2 talents, yes.
Okay.
You have to roll to hit for both.
Okay.
It's easy to declare a talent.
Wait, it moved, right?
Yeah.
Did that already have damage on it?
No, but it's attack, it's 2 talents.
Hey, did that one have damage on it already?
1 attack.
No.
Okay, well, it's got 6
Is it 1 attack?
The talons are 2 separate attacks.
Yeah.
Okay. So what
wait
does it get?
Higher levels
is taking 6 points.
Wait till higher levels when that whole thing it can do.
Do they have pounce?
That's a good question. Do they? They probably do.
They have a special
attack
of leaping charge.
Use leaping charge.
If it ever needs to move in for attack, use leaping charge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was asking. Are you charging?
Alright.
Air charge.
Let's so, number 3 went.
That's how
yeah,
what was the
damage.
Other talent?
I couldn't roll
it. No, because he didn't do leaping charge. Yeah,
oh, okay.
If only do one attack.
It's only,
that's how velociraptors kill people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike, roll a d20 for me.
1 second.
Wait, why? Using leaping charge?
No, because, no, because a raptor
I'm
and
sorry,
him
it was 7 points of damage.
7 points?
Yeah.
Okay, so roll a d20 for me.
Okay, adding anything or just natural?
Just natural 20. Because you're tied with a raptor.
It's a 12.
Oh, no, it'd be whoever's initiative modifier is higher.
Oh, who's? What's your initiative modifier?
Whoever's dex is higher.
No, because minus plus 11. Like, if I ever tie with anything,
what's initiative modifier?
Yeah, what's your initiative modifier?
Dex is if that also.
It's always been dex.
Well, do you have any other bonuses?
Other initiatives.
Did you have, like, improved initiative or anything like that?
No, I don't have improved.
Okay, then it is just your dex.
Yeah, so it'd be 4.
4?
And then
on the screen, it'll say, my dex?
It'll say INT.
Yes.
So, oh, my initiative?
Yes.
Plus,
yes.
My initiative is plus 7.
That wins.
Okay. Yeah, you go first.
You go before him. Okay. I go before him.
So,
I get scratched.
Number 4 goes. And number 4 does a leaping charge onto.
Yep.
Me?
Yep.
No,
no, no.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Never, bro.
Never.
Plus 2 to hit.
No, that, what does it actually say?
I'm bringing it up now. Charge special foot allows you to move twice your speed and attack during the action. Charging, however, carries time.
Did you look up charge? Or did you click on the ability?
I clicked on the ability.
It's leaping charge, right?
Yeah, it's basically charge.
It's a leaping charge.
It's charge with an extra thing.
And what's the extra thing?
What does it say?
It does.
Okay, it only the charge is highlighted. So I guess it's basically it's a pounce. I would say.
There you go.
That's
effectively how it does it.
That's what I would say.
Alright, so what does pounce do?
Pounce, it gets a full attack after it moves.
So you do all the attacks and they have plus to the hit, but.
So I can do the bite and the two
talents?
No,
two talents.
Two talents.
Two talents with the bite. It doesn't get a full.
Alright.
It would that'd be kind of.
So I get
two
talent attack on.
Or bite, whichever one.
Alright. So.
It's pounce, right?
Yes.
Pounce, you do all your attacks with a charge.
But it can do either a bite or two talents. It doesn't. Does it get? Would it get both?
It gets all of them. That's,
okay, yeah.
That's
all
right.
So it starts off.
Wait, does it get all of them even though it's jumping?
It's pouncing. Yes.
It's literally pounce.
Wow. Okay.
So it is.
So first attack is a 16 against AC.
16's on the nose.
All right.
I'm gonna do slow vigil.
I'm gonna do all attacks first, and I'll do damage.
Yeah.
Or should I do it the other way?
No. We'll do it this way. This way is easier. So one hit.
Okay, that is a natural 16 plus 6.
That'll
hit.
What were the first two? Okay. Bite and claw?
Oh, Tom,
I did two talent attacks.
Tom, 16 was on the nose. Do you want to count that as no or half damage? That's a can be a house rule. Because my AC is 16.
Well, that's what I've been doing is...
No, I'm sorry, no.
Nose.
My AC is 20. Because
why is your AC?
Mage armor gives me a plus 4.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
So hasn't that was the day before.
I would have casted Waking.
But you did.
Yeah, you didn't say it.
Unfortunately, that's
so. Two hits on talons.
Two hits on talons.
So 16 is half damage or miss because I have my AC is 16.
But I've been doing even if it's on the nose, it's full damage.
Okay, that's fine.
And now the
AC
buddy
is 18.
That is another natural 16 plus 6, so all three hit.
Alright, so now you roll.
So the two talons are 1d6 plus 1. That is a 5. That is a 2.
So seven. From talons you take 7. And not for bite.
That's another 2. God damn it.
So you take 9 damage total.
Okay.
Okay, you got it.
Alright.
By the way, is this the next day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Next day.
Yeah, you rested. Yeah, so. And that is number 4's turn. Mike, your go.
My go?
Yes.
Okay, looking at the piece of shit that's in front of me.
And can
that's already been damaged.
That would be Raptor number 3 for those of you who are actually listening.
Natural 20, rolling for crit.
I think we're going to say number 3 is dead.
And that would be a crit, sir.
So, times...
So, that is a times 2. So, d8, where are you?
Wait, you rolled crit and crit again?
No, I haven't rolled my second attack yet.
Okay.
No, because if you get a 20, then no 20.
Yeah, you have to confirm.
Again, yeah.
So, it'll be this plus
think it's pretty safe to say number three's about to die.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure number three's dead.
Oh, wow. 14 times 2.
28.
Yeah, there
he gets obliterated.
Yeah, he's obliterated. He's,
okay.
You knock him back into the woods, and you see blood coming from the spot he went in.
You basically see me slice and dice, annihilate, destroy, and then
okay, that's
him. I scream out again.
Okay.
Turn around. Spend a key.
Okay.
You are going
you are
these,
mine.
Like,
you're going after number one?
Yeah, I'm going after the nun. I need somebody also to look up poison trick.
So effectively,
so you're going after the one that's blinded and stunned, right?
Yeah.
Shot can grasp. I roll three.
Well, two. Doesn't he have to move there?
No, I'm going to one right next to me.
Yeah, that's not the one that's.
No, I'm not going after that one. I'm going at this one.
Yeah, that one's not the
strength
one that's blinded.
Strength plus BAB. Are you doing metamagic?
No, I don't have any yet.
No, but do you plan to?
At some point, yeah.
Pick up intensified spell first.
I will.
Can somebody have poison trick come up, please?
He's good.
Since we don't have the combat. All right, so I'm going to hit 2d6 and hit him with the...
My brain is telling me. That's what I was
thinking. You cover all your tracks to heal your presence.
My body's telling me.
Yeah. So go to the tricks again.
Yeah.
It should be one of the earlier tricks. It should be... critical? Oh, bleeding attack. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to sneak attack, bleeding.
Can't sneak attack.
You're not flanking.
Huh?
But it's blinded and stunned.
No, that's that one.
That one can't even move.
Which one are you attacking? Number four?
Number four. It's looking the other direction.
Oh, okay.
It's preoccupied, so I technically can sneak attack.
Mm-mm, you gotta be flanking it.
Because it's moved. It's not flat-footed. It's in combat. There you go.
In a way, it's kind of on...
So, sneak attack.
I was wrong. It's silver bolt.
You still can't move.
You've already moved.
You already attacked.
I have never moved.
But you've already
I know.
I expended a key to give me another action.
I understand.
But you started attacking.
No, he spent a key to give himself another action.
Right. The deity is...
And I can use up to three keys
yep, that'll
per day. So...
I mean... Yeah?
He's my deity,
and
too.
That is a natural 16, so that is a...
That'll be a hit.
A 21 to hit... so 2d6 for sneak attack plus bleeding attack, which does one per turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It
so,
deals one for every sneak attack. I mean sneak die.
One for every sneak die.
Yeah. So
two
per turn.
So two per turn. And it's just 2d6.
Mm-hmm. 2d6.
I don't add anything in
your
it.
Weapon damage.
Oh, so 2d6 plus 6. Okay. So...
11... 15.
Where's your weapon damage?
15 points of damage?
Yeah. So it'd be plus 6, so that's...
11...
9 plus 6 is 15, yeah.
So 15 points of damage? Okay, so that's...
And then over time, 2 points of damage.
Like each turn?
Each go around, 2 points of damage.
Okay. Alright. That your
and
turn?
That pretty much spends all my key.
Okay. So, number two will go. Number one's last, but he's not going to go because
He has
blunt.
4 rounds before he can do shit.
Yep. So
he's gonna go
number two is over here. Number two is gonna pounce on Kayomi.
Okay.
Okay.
So four is looking like shit.
But so for spells, it is 10 plus my caster level plus.
So a leaping charge.
Caster stat.
For spells.
Yeah.
First attack.
It is 10 plus your caster level plus whatever you use. Is
woo!
Do you use charisma?
Yes.
And with the talons, that is a critical. Because it's
19-20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I roll again to confirm,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, roll the crit confirm. Just like you were doing.
That is, and that's whatever this is plus my...
Yeah.
If you hit the AC again, then it is confirmed.
It's,
Oh, it's spell level.
That's a 19.
Nope.
Right.
19 doesn't hit your AC?
Nope.
Still.
It's
19. You still get the hit, but it's not critical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's done.
So second talent attack. It's not going to hit. And then bite attack. is not going to hit.
So roll for your
because
damage.
Because if 19 doesn't hit, yeah.
For the record, that's crazy. Like, this is their...
Bro, what the hell is your AC?
I'm a gunslinger. We get to use martial weapons and heavy and medium armor.
Yep.
I'm not allowed to use armor.
What do you mean you're not allowed to use armor?
God damn it! It's like every damage roll I've done has been either a 2 or a 1.
You can make yourself allowed to use
You take 2 points of damage.
Just take the proficiency or learn...
Nope. I'm not allowed to even get the
proficiency. Top of the round, Tim?
Yes, you can.
I just get a ton of spells. A ton of spells.
Okay.
Feats can allow you to get it.
Tim?
So the one in front of me looks f***ed up, right?
What?
The one in front of me looks f***ed up, right? Like,
the one that's squished between you and...
Yeah.
And
the one in front
Mike's? Yeah.
It got fucked up by... I'm not even going
to
bother.
You have a bonus to destroy it right now.
No, I'm not even going to waste a spell on it. There's no point. You got it. Or someone else can take care of it.
Yeah.
That's not my problem. I'm going to make...
Well, remember that it goes before Mike.
Someone else can take care of it. Okay, I got a 14 to beat that thing's CMD.
Which one?
Number
this
two.
Number two?
It's CMD, yes.
14?
Yes, I'm attempting the tumble.
It does not. You do not beat a CMD.
I move here. It will provoke if it wants to take an attack of opportunity again.
Both of them provoke.
Yeah.
Because you fail to.
Both number four and number two
can both take an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, attack. They will both take a bite attack as you go. That is a...
That's the one thing I hate about Pathfinder.
23 against AC.
Concentration is hard as shit.
And number
Tumble
two?
Is hard as shit.
Number two is a nat 20.
Okay.
So roll to confirm.
Unless
that will not
like
confirm.
An assassin or a rogue, Tumble is hard.
But
as
it
thing.
Hits.
In 3.5, I just roll like a 1. I get like a plus 28 to tumble.
That's a 4 points of damage for number 4. And that's 3 points of damage for number 2.
Okay, I'm done 20. So, luckily with these tubes, I don't need to make concentration checks. Because I already have spells in.
Yeah.
Alright, open the tube.
Alright.
First I grab its throat.
Okay.
While I open the tube, I grab its throat.
And I'm going to shove a magic missile down there.
No, I get a 19 I mean. For touch AC.
You make it.
I think
yep.
I hit.
You make it. Which one, number two?
Number two. Electricity, shocking grasp. It takes 5, 10, 12 damage.
It's dead.
12 electricity damage.
It thought it electrocuted and it just, afterwards, it's just fried.
Now, I'm assuming these tubes are
which
like
one's dead?
One use and
yeah,
then
they're one use, okay. Yeah.
Until I refill it?
No, what's one use?
Oh, they're not as cool as I thought. Okay.
Somebody kill off the one that's in front of me, please.
Again, back to Tim. Tim dies.
Because once that thing is dead, then the other one is
okay.
Pretty much
that your turn?
Yeah. My bird will go.
Okay, so Nick,
it'll,
your turn.
It'll go in front of that.
Going.
It'll go in front of that for flanking. It'll do a swoop and charge.
Okay.
17 to hit.
That hits.
Pretty hit.
Tim of True Strike.
Right. I need to roll up the f***ing does for damage.
You need to quickly jump in front of him and do a reflex.
Damage.
Nah, I'm too busy thinking real things are shooting real guns
one.
At people.
it takes 3 damage.
3 damage? Okay, it's really hurt.
It's about to take 2 more damage by doing this turn.
The burn is good for hitting when it does a swooping charge.
Alright, Nick, you want to go? You got 2 enemies left. One's really low,
and one,
and
is
one hasn't been hit, but is blinded and stunned.
Okay. I'm going to look around. You know exactly what I'm looking for. I assume I don't see any nearby.
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to use my movement to stand up.
Okay.
Can I steal your master gun?
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
We need him.
Yes, we do.
And then I'm going to use a guttural battle cry, and I'm going to swing my big old stick at Raptor number 4.
All right.
And that would be 14 to hit AC.
That misses.
All right, I miss. Oh, wait. Do I have flanking?
Yes, yeah. Plus you get a plus to
No, he doesn't.
No, you're because you're because
he's
not
to the left of it.
Yes.
Oh wait. No. Oh yeah.
Right
mind.
Now, the bird is taking that space.
The bird is.
Yeah. Okay.
So okay. Yeah. Then I just miss.
All right, Corn, you go.
Dang.
Okay. I'm gonna reload both my barrels.
All right.
I'm gonna blow that one's head off.
I am not meant to hit things, in case you could not tell.
First one's a crit.
Isn't reloading actually a full round action?
Alchemic cartridge. Oh, alchemic cartridge.
That's a great point.
With rapid reload, makes it a free action.
All right.
First one's a crit. Second attack. All
right. My weapon. Oh no, I didn't hit. Yeah, I don't have to roll. My weapon is fragile.
Eight.
So every time I hit with it, I have to roll a d20.
It takes 15.
Yeah, it's dead.
And
once again,
off.
You see another one. You blow its head
another
off.
One bites at us.
It body drops. The head goes into the
get it eventually.
The jungle.
You hear shotgun shots again.
I'll give you the option. Action. Do you drop prone again?
You can't. Doesn't reserve it.
Yeah, I can't.
All right, so there's just that thing left. And whose turn is it? Mine.
It is now your turn.
Hi.
Oh, and I get my corner grip back.
Yeah.
What? You can't do anything to me because you're stunned?
Yeah, he's flat-footed.
Yep.
He's flat-footed.
He is flat-footed.
Sneak attack.
He's flat-footed and blinded.
And stunned. He is flat-footed.
Wait, so I can get my regular attack plus sneak attack.
You are a rogue, sir.
I am a ninja.
Oh, you are a rogue.
You're a rogue. Either way,
yeah.
You're a rogue.
F*** him away.
So... So let me do my regular attacks, then sneak attack. Yeah. Okay.
Coup de grace him.
Yeah, you can effectively coup de grace him. He's helpless.
He can't do shit.
Okay.
I thought you had to have a feat to coup de grace.
No. You can just coup de grace.
Roll
damage.
Roll
weapon
damage
crit.
With
that's
crit.
Three
no, five. No. Roll weapon damage. It's an automatic crit. With sneak.
With sneak attack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is coup.
And then that's roll a fort save. Because of what he rolls.
It's 10 plus the damage.
Times
do
two.
It.
So yeah. The fort save has to be the... My fortitude plus
your roll. Yep. Okay. I don't think it'll make it.
It's not gonna make it. Wait, why'd you roll 2d8s?
Because D8. I have two weapons.
1d8.
I have two weapons.
You're making you can't.
Still one attack.
I'm going into it.
Still one attack.
No, because you're slashing, not fishing.
Also, more importantly, do you have dual strike? Like, do you have the feat that lets you attack with both weapons?
Two weapon fighting.
Okay, you do.
Okay, then yeah, you would.
So
12, 24.
So yeah, that would be
it.
That would
be 34, 14.
It would make it anyway.
No, it would be. It was another plus
time.
Yep, it missed. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's dead.
It's dead.
Hey, it could not 20.
So
it ain't
basically, I walk over. You shoot. You
slash. I needed that.
Sorry.
That's my hip.
I pick up a piece of it.
Oh my god, I'm doing.
I pick up a piece of it and I look over to you.
I have a lot of hit points.
I look over to your Takan and I'm like. Any good meat?
Your response?
I don't know. Do like my people eat velociraptors? Like I don't. I guess they do, but I'm
this
not.
Is
sure.
Your planet.
This
with
is your
planet. It's my
well,
castle.
All right, I get to make that up. All right,
yeah.
Fine.
With your it's my castle level, right?
What are you casting from?
No, I'm using.
I do not know. I see castle that
one.
You use
caster one.
It's kind of like how wands work.
Powerful. Weapons. I am not sure. And then I pick up the one that got shot, and I'm like inspecting it. I am unsure how these affect the meat.
I want everybody to roll a perception check.
Others make good meat.
My bird got a 8.
It went under my dice.
18.
16.
And I get a 19.
Okay.
My perception is a 26.
Okay.
11.
I seem to be 19.
Nick is
today.
So memorized by the head that's been blown off that he doesn't hear it, but all of you do. You hear more rumbling.
I'll cast Major Armor.
Okay. I'm going to prepare and shoot at the first thing that jumps.
Wait. So, hold up. So out pops out 20 velociraptors.
Run like shit.
Wait. So,
color spray.
So they're looking at their dead young, and they're slowly looking at you, when all of a sudden you hear a roar.
Color spray?
Wait. I think you know what's about to happen. out steps out what looks like a Velociraptor, except it's about twice the size as the others.
It's a T-Rex?
It's a Velociraptor.
It's a Velociraptor.
It looks just like them, but it's quietly bigger. And it...
We just stepped into Jurassic
snars.
We just went into Jurassic
World. Are they all surrounding us?
The moment this Velociraptor comes out, the other Velociraptors immediately turn to that Velociraptor and start snarling at it. And then they attack it.
And we run.
That would be a good idea.
Yes, I run. I sprint. All
Ancient up. One approaches. We must leave fight to him.
Okay. Tim, do you guys run?
I'm confused, and I'm like, yeah?
Follow me, animal, with boom, boom. Like, because they're just standing there with their guns, and I just kind of grab you.
So,
boom, boom.
Yeah. Presumably, this is
so
slow, guys, animal people.
So you guys make it out of the jungle. Do you want to take a reading?
Sure.
Yeah, as soon as we feel safe.
23.
Okay. The reading seems to be to the west of you, but it seems to be moving. It's still in the south, and it seems close by, but it seems to be moving. Roll a perception check.
Special T-Rex,
nine.
Red and black.
And
color.
21.
15.
Fail!
I got a 15.
I am looking at
okay,
the sky god.
Something catches your eye and you use your scope. And it seems to be where the machine is pointing to.
I rolled a natural one.
And in the distance, you see what looks to be a medium-sized cat.
Sky god.
It's yellow, but it has sort of black polka dots on it. It's effectively what you saw in reading. So you looked at a book while on the Absolution, and it read to be something called a cheetah.
Really?
Really? I point.
Did you just figure out where we are?
I
hate you so much.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
I can't tell them because my character effectively has no idea what he sees because my character is looking at the gods.
Beast Wars?
And everything. The gods and the heavens and everything are wonderful.
Are we in Beast Wars?
You'll have to wait and see.
Wait, if we're in Beast Wars, how come I'm not hearing like clank clank off these f***ing animals?
That's a guess. I don't know if I'm right.
Anyway, yeah.
You're pointing at
the heavens.
Alright, so you can tell that the cheetah may or may not have what you're looking for.
The device is following the cheetah?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, that f***ing thing over there, it kind of looks like this lady.
The gods praise us.
That has a thing we need.
Things fly through the sky.
We should stop it.
That's a finger.
The less intelligence of your animal seems to be pointing at something.
Okay.
Alright. So do you go after it?
Do the rest of us see it?
Well,
I'm saying it to you guys.
He's pointing
it's
it
over
out
there.
To you. You see dust in the wind in the far reaches.
It's running.
Yeah.
I don't see anything.
You see a smoke of dust.
Yes, that's what
it I see. It just started running that way.
What is the mysterious boom boom saying?
You can't even understand me.
Apparently there's something over there. Apparently...
Boom boom say, run fasting!
Apparently there's something that ran.
Oh, he is moving!
It has
I
it
intend
out.
You to
it's
meet
yellow.
Him!
Black polka dots and yellow.
So you move towards... Do you move towards it?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. So you go for about 3 hours and you somewhat keep it, but... Finally, it...
I'll recast Mage Armor, then.
Okay. It goes out of sight. At this point, you're in an arid play where there's a lot of
rock.
Crevices and everything. Roll Perception.
Yay.
Maybe 19 no. for me. And my bird is
16.
16.
Right.
21.
18.
So, you guys all see it. There's something in the distance. And it's slowly getting closer to you.
Is it big?
It seems big, but it seems strange because it's something that all of you... What?
Is it being manned?
Wait. Because as it gets closer, you notice the shape, and it seems to be the shape of something that you would call a wasp.
Alright.
But it's much bigger.
I know who it is. Right? Because my character knows who it is, or at least knows what side it's on.
But wait, it slowly comes to you, and it sees you, and it's about 20 feet from you, and this thing is about the same size as that larger velociraptor.
What is up with this planet?
Tahyuk is going to, like, basically be quivering in primal fear, and you probably could hear me because you're probably standing the closest to me. As I basically go, oh gods, gods help us. We stand no chance.
We need to move, right?
As you say gods, you hear a sound from this giant wasp, and it goes like this. Gods. Megatron would be happy to know we're gods.
I thought so.
I knew it right away.
And before you can do anything, scene goes to black. And we will continue next session.
And that is it for this episode of Tom's Toonami D&D. And of course, for this session, this was officially our second session. So next time you join us, it will be for our what would have been our third session officially started. But there's a whole lot more as you see if our team can find a way to overcome Waspinator, along with just finding out where that mystery item that. Was obviously Cheetor, just where it is and if they can track it down. And there may be a Sith involved or something. I don't know. Mike was pretty sure of it during the session. Anyways, so if you have any emails or comments, anything you'd like to leave the show, remember you can leave them at absolutionnetwork132@gmail.com. That's absolutionnetwork132@gmail.com. And you can always leave a comment on the website itself, which you can find at www.an.132productions.com. Make sure you check out all the other 132 Productions content, along with so many other stuff. And until next time, my Toonami D&D fans, keep rolling them D20s.